What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Chasing Freedom Show with Noah Evans. This week, I've got a fun little update for you. Switching up the way we do episodes, I got some feedback from some of you guys as our guests, our listeners, and I really appreciate that because that helps me to make this show better for you. Again, my number one goal on the show is to help you guys get to financial freedom faster through the experiences and stories of our guests and myself. You know, this should be a shortcut for you guys to get there quicker than the guest did and I did, because you're going to get to hear firsthand how we did it through our losses and our successes. So this week, I'm going to give you guys a little update on what's going on with me and my business and my life. So we are actively still flipping homes in the Boise Treasure Valley area. Got a couple of flips out in Caldwell. I have a lot of belief in the Caldwell area. The infrastructure there seems to be stronger than Nampa and some of the other areas. So I got a small multifamily project that I'm going to be holding out there ideally, but we'll see. I may choose to instead suck out the cash and invest it back into Airbnbs. That's the second part of my business model that we're currently evolving right now, is I'm pretty actively and heavily going after short-term rentals, mostly for the cash flow that comes in from the short-term rentals. So for example, my entire portfolio in South Bend, Indiana, does just about $2,000 a month in cash flow. And the investment required into that portfolio is just around 200 grand. Short-term rentals are very different. They're a much more actively managed asset, whereas my long-term rentals don't really need me. But the short-term rentals definitely need active involvement, guest communications, ongoing asset management to make sure items aren't damaged and things are replaced and restocked and all that. As far as the short-term rental numbers go, basically what we're looking for is stuff in the Midwest, and we're essentially looking for a minimum of $3,000 a month in net income. The investment on something like that should be ideally around $50,000 to $60,000 cash. Add-in furniture, you're hovering right around $90,000, and that's based on a purchase price of somewhere between $200,000 and $400,000 for a single-family home. So look at the difference in numbers. 200 grand bought me $2,000 a month in passive income on long-term rentals. On these short-term rentals, we're looking at, you know, somewhere between $60,000 and $90,000 to buy us $3,000 a month in passive income. This is going to allow me to scale my passive income faster, which ideally will open up more doors for me quicker. So it's really just, I'm looking at a different wealth vehicle in the short term. There's no pun intended there, short-term and short-term rentals, but really trying to get to my passive income goal, or my company's passive income goal, of about $30,000 a month in the next 24 months. If I can do that, essentially, to me, there are two types of financial freedoms, right? So the first one, and these aren't levels, just types, but the first one is personal financial freedom. So that's when all your personal expenses are covered by cash flow. I have currently reached that, at least for the foreseeable future, until I change my expenses, which is coming up. You know, I've got a new house payment and things like that that'll definitely change my personal expenses. But so right now I live super cheap. I live in one of my duplexes still, so my personal expenses are actually covered. That's level one financial freedom to me, or the first type, which is personal. Second type is where the cash flow inside your business covers all your business expenses. That's where that $30,000 a month comes from. That number covers more than my current expenses. That actually covers the expenses of the business I plan to run in the next 24 months, which includes adding another two people to the team. And so that's where that $30,000 a month comes from. And at that point, my personal life will be covered, all my personal expenses. My business expenses will be covered. And so it'll really open up the door for the team and I to chase down opportunities that we are excited about or passionate about, or that we see to be the most lucrative, and not simply have to just flip houses or sell stuff just to basically keep cash coming in the door to keep us afloat. So anyways, that's a breakdown on my business currently. Another fun update, been doing coaching on the side here for the last 6 months or so. Had some really awesome success with some of the students. It's been really fun. I'm going to be posting one of the live coaching calls as an episode here in the next 6 or 7 weeks. And we're still in the middle of rebranding the show. Pretty excited about it. Redoing the logos, redoing the brand. You guys, if you guys see me in person, you see me usually wear like my True City Homes clothing or whatnot. Really gonna start pushing the personal brand, the Chasing Freedom brand. It's a brand that I can stand by. It's a brand that I resonate behind. And it's a concept that changed my life personally as far as setting me up to be financially free. So I hope that you guys will resonate with the brand over time the same way, and it'll have the same impact on you that it has on me. Anyways, thanks for tuning in this week, guys. Short episode. The reason it's short is I'm headed to Lake Powell doing a mastermind with one of our very first guests on this show. Actually, Brody Fawcett invited me out to a mastermind with a group of his buddies. Pretty cool experience. We're going to fly out on a private plane out to Lake Powell. We'll be on the houseboat with, I think, 15 or 16 other high-level business owners, hanging out for a week and masterminding it up. So next week, I'll have an update for you guys on how that trip went. And we'll jump back into the regular tune of, 30 to 45 minute episodes. But anyways, really appreciate all you guys' feedback. Appreciate you guys listening to the show this far. And I am excited to continue to evolve this show based on your needs. So that being said, your guys' feedback is super important. Leave me a review. Give me honest feedback on how I can make this show better for you. We are always trying to be the best versions of ourselves that we can. And a crucial part of that is your guys' feedback. So anyways, stay tuned for next week's episode. I got some cool guests coming up. Big little shout out or call out to Brandon Turner. He was supposed to come on the show back in September. And I heard he's going to be in Idaho in June. So he kind of owes me an episode. So if you guys are listening this far, send this one to Brandon Turner and let's get him on the show. All right. Peace out, guys. See you next time.